Sikala told Studio 7 property worth more than $10,000 was destroyed in the fire he alleges was started by his political foes.
There is no doubt in my mind that this is the action of wicked political opponents who are weak, who do not want to engage in civilized intellectual debate. And as far as the problems that our country are facing is concerned.
Sikala says he was alerted of the fire around 1 a.m. Security guards and others tried to put the fire out before police and fire brigade arrived some 30 minutes later.
No, it happened last night around 1 a.m. today in the morning when I was informed about a fire blaze at my shop. Guards at my complex told me that there was a petrol bomb that was thrown into the shop last night, and then after that I rushed there and I found hundreds of people trying to quell down the fire.
He alleges the burning of the building was an attack meant to strangle him economically so that he's unable to finance his political activities. Sikala and his MDC 99 and civil society groups such as the National Constitutional Assembly and the International Socialist Organization campaigned against the new draft constitution, which received massive support in a referendum 2 weeks ago. Police sources at St. Mary's Police Station in Chitungwiza told Studio 7 they were investigating the case and had sent forensic experts to Sikala's business complex. Meanwhile, High Court Judge Justice Chinempiri Bunu will tomorrow make a ruling on a bail application by Tawani Mpofu and three staff members from the Prime Minister's office who are facing charges of illegally investing senior government officials. Justice Bunu took over the case after Justice Joseph Msakwa recused himself, saying three of the accused worked directly under him when he was director of prosecutions. The four were denied bail by a magistrate court, which said they were a flight risk since they are facing serious charges. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.